Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John Kane here with you. Fred Smith across the plexi. How's it going, Fred?
I'm doing good. Always good to be with you, John.
All right. We're going to kick off the show here this evening with our first guest, Laura Klutsaris. And, well, let's get her in here. Laura, how are you doing?
Doing very well. How are you
Wait
doing?
Wait a minute. I got to get you tuned up here a little more. Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Perfect. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing good here in the studio. Had a good day today, although I didn't get out a chance to get out and enjoy it. But it was a nice day, right?
Right. It's been a nice day. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know a lot about you, Laura. You know, I kind of rely on the guy across the clear glass there. He's going to help me out, right?
You bet. I know all about Laura. I hired Laura. She's been a blessing to Siena Heights University since, gosh, I can't remember when we brought you in, Laura. What year was that back in?
It was summer of 2005.
I was going to say it was around 2000, and what she's done at Siena Heights has been not only lead our softball team, I think we've had either 500 seasons or above the last 7-8 years, but she has been an addition to our athletic department. So many roles. We're just blessed to have her. So as far as, if you don't mind me starting it off, John, I just want to ask you is, how did the fall season go for you and everything with the so-called off season, but you guys are working pretty hard. How'd it go for you, Coach?
Yeah, we had we had another fun-filled fall with had a little bit of COVID issues again, and dealt with that a little bit with a few students and some quarantines and things of that nature. But got in a handful of games, got to see our young kids play a lot, got to see our returners play, and see how we're going to shape up come springtime.
So what does it look like, Coach? I counted, 25 or so on your roster. Is that varsity and JV?
Yeah, we've got 30 between varsity and JV, and we've got around 82, 80 games scheduled right now between the two, so going to have a lot of ball this spring, weather depending, obviously, and COVID depending, but that's our plan, is to get back on the field. We've kind of had a couple of rough years in the last two with a lot of lack of games and things of that nature, but looking forward to hopefully a fun-filled and action-packed spring this year.
Yeah, it was ironic. I think 19, the year before the pandemic, was the year we were 35-16, went to the national tournament last 2 years. Yep. Just looking at the website, I think we played a total of, 41 games that year, and since then we played 42 total. But the question I guess I, have for you is in terms of you've always been a fundraising machine at Siena. In other words, what I mean by that is you've done so much in that your teams have always gone either to Florida or to Arizona. Which is it this year? Are we spring break?
This year we're heading down to Florida again. This year we had planned to go to Florida, knowing that we could possibly end up not being able to go, which
right.
was the case. So we opted after the 2020 year when we got shut down, and discussions amongst our staff and whatnot, decided to go ahead and plan for Florida in 2021, knowing that it's much, much easier to cancel a bus than cancel plane tickets.
Right.
So with that, that was the plan a year ago. And then accordingly, we're able to roll some things over here into this year. So tournament registration, things of that nature. So we're going to head back down to Florida this year and we'll have 12 varsity games while we're there and 5 JV games on top of that as well.
You know, taking 30 student-athletes and another, 3 or 4 coaches to be down there, 8-10 days is no small matter financially. And as I said, you've just done so much. Tell the audience a little bit about what you and your staff do fundraising-wise?
Yeah, you know, we're hot and heavy in the fundraising right now, ironically. We work a ton of concession stands with here on campus locally, football games, basketball games. We go to down to the walleye games at the Huntington Center, work concerts, hockey games, Disney on Ice, all that kind of craziness down there. We do some, this year we tacked on and did some University of Toledo football games as well.
Wow.
So we ask a lot of our students' time and things of that nature, and then we have a big raffle every year as well, which is actually coming up this weekend. So we're in the prime mode of lots and lots of fundraising. We were in Toledo, I think, Thursday night, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and upcoming we go Friday and Sunday this weekend. So just prime time fundraising right now.
Yeah, I tell you, and I know the reverse raffle that you do, I had the pleasure of emceeing that for many, many years, is quite an event. Do you still hold that up at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, we're at the fairgrounds. We do that usually early November each year, and we go, as you know, at the country club, and then we outgrew that. So we're expecting a big crowd this weekend, and hopefully nothing changes that and weather holds off so we don't have any problems there. But just going to be nice to have everybody kind of back together again. You know, last spring we got to play a little bit, but we really didn't get to have fans too often. So it'll be nice to kind of have all our families and friends together again and be as safe as we can and masked up and good to go.
I got two other questions for you. Just give our audience a round number of what you, first question is what you raise every year, just a round amount.
Oh, wow. It's, you're probably talking minimum of 50,000, probably 60 on a good year, hopefully 65,000.
Wow. And, I guess, you know, the second question is, you know, let's get back to the club in general. I mean, you know, what are you looking at in terms of strengths, weaknesses, and as you look forward to the season in the spring?
Well, you know, just like a lot of teams and a lot of programs, actually, for softball, you know, we're looking at basically a sort of unknown in a sense, because we really only have four kids on our team who have ever been through a real college softball season. You know, so you've got our senior class. They were freshmen back in 2019 when we had a really good year. And since then we've had, you know, our junior class has had, you know, a quarter of a season and really kind of a half of a season. So, you know, you've got a lot of unknown in that capacity of the daily grind, day to day. And obviously you have your freshmen in who it's new for them too. So in reality, you kind of have almost three sets of sort of new players, you know, so it's something that's a challenge for sure, but it's something that we're excited about because everybody's in this boat. You know, there's no team really around that has any definitive, you know, the typical senior class, junior class, sophomore class, freshman class. You know, in reality, there's really, like, I think on our roster right now, our four seniors, every one of them has one more year of eligibility if they chose to. But most of even our juniors and sophomores haven't even used eligibility yet. A handful have, but for the most part, everybody's got years left based on all the criteria of, you know, the 2020 season. Nobody got charged a year, and last year we had very few of our students be charged a year of eligibility based on the amount of games that we played.
So, you know, getting back to this season, who are some of the players you really look forward to leading our team?
Well, we've got, you know, we've got our senior class with Kelsey Ewell's one of our pitchers. We've got Sam Hill at third base, Lily Guerra at shortstop, and Alyssa Marshall is one of our catchers. Those are kind of our seniors. Behind them, you know, you look at, we've got Maddie Herrera, who was our second baseman last year. You figure she'll be on the field somewhere. We've got Jordan Green, who was our second pitcher a year ago as a sophomore for us, so she's going to be looked to again. In our outfield, we have a couple of sophomores that got quite a bit of experience last year with Julia Hogston and Kat Moreau. But, you know, from there, it's let's see how the pieces are going to fall. You know, we've got some freshmen that have some talent. We've got some sophomores and some juniors that are all fighting for spots on the field. And it's going to be entertaining to see, you know, kind of how health plays into the factor. You know, quite honestly, how COVID plays in, too. You know, we still have our parameters that we're dealing with, and hopefully we don't have a situation that we have to deal with come springtime, but we had one this fall. So it's something that, you know, you've got to have depth, and that's one of the good things of our roster is, you know, if you're going to have 30 students on your roster between your two teams, hopefully you don't need that many for a season, but at the same time, you know, if you end up with several of them that get shut down or quarantined or whatever, God forbid, then you know, having those sorts of numbers helps out.
Yeah, it's a never-ending story of COVID that we hate to say we're you know, y'all still dealing, and I still get emails across my desk, you know, just seeing all the times you guys are testing, and it's unbelievable. But the exciting news is if you drive up by Addison and Siena Heights Drive, you see some construction going on up there, so the final renovations of the softball complex, the Christensen Softball Complex, is on its way. Is that the name of it still?
Yeah. It's still the Christensen Softball Field. We were fortunate enough to get a nice donation to really kind of get the bulk of the rest of the work done. We still have a couple of pieces that aren't a part of this renovation, but there's going to be it's been a long time coming, but we're finally going to have our press box, permanent seating, bathrooms, which is the most beautiful thing in the world when you're talking about years and years of not having them out there, or using a port-a-john in the middle of 30-degree weather. You know, that's definitely going to be a nice thing, but we'll have lights out there, so that'll allow us, you know, last year we kind of ended our season, unfortunately, on finished up game that we were playing and stopped it due to darkness, had to complete the game. And, you know, if we complete that game back when we started it, you know, perhaps we don't end up in the boat we ended up in. But regardless, you know, it was what it was. So having the lights is going to be a nice piece to it as well, and give us the ability when we have those nice days in the spring to play a little bit later into the evening.
Give us a visual of for those have been, it's always been an outstanding field, and the renovations that Dr. Dawson helped us with, put the wall up, our hitting tunnels and a lot of that stuff, and redid our infield. Now they're putting up a complex which would include the kind of permanent seating. What are they talking about? 300 people?
What we're going to do is we're going to have kind of a multi-tiered building where it's, in essence, sort of a story and a half. The way it's going to sit, the way that our backstop is, you've got to be elevated behind home plate because of the backstop wall. So with that, that's where the seating is going to be. So where that is going to be the press box, and then what will be my office, we'll be out there kind of overlooking the field with there'll be roughly 40 to 50 chair back seating there in the center section. And then either side's going to have bleachers to sit another 100. So we'll have a capacity of about 250 out there seating wise. And then behind the press box, or behind like where the press box and stuff is, as you kind of go down the hill, will be kind of that flat ground level, so to speak, will be where the restrooms will be. There'll be a small concession area, and then below the press box area will be a little bit of a storage area for us as well.
Oh, that's outstanding. That is a long time coming, and it'll be it'll be just beautiful to see for sure, and congratulations on that. Well, you know, what are they looking at? You know, I know they're working now. Will they get that done before spring?
That's what I'm told. I'm told it'll be done by spring.
So oh, my goodness.
That's, somebody's that's the game plan. So
that's
there's
great.
An awful lot of dirt out there right now, so it'll be nice, and I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product as well.
Oh, that, and I know the young women and their families have to be excited, too. I know we all are. And
absolutely.
That is awesome. Coach, so what you're telling, you know, our audience here is that you're going to be, like this weekend, you're going to, you know, you're going 3 to 4 nights a week plus holding a big reverse raffle. And then you do that fundraising right up to about the time you leave for spring break, right?
Yeah, we'll go. We've got the plan right now, I think, is to finish up our, you know, basketball concessions. They're fairly simple on campus when we have those, but in terms of going down to Toledo and doing those sorts of things, I think we're scheduled through right around the middle of February is our last date to head down there, and then we hopefully will kick off in late February with a trip down to Kentucky the final weekend of February, and then get back from that and take off at the end of the following week and head south to Florida.
Talk about your staff real quick, Laura. You have some former players that have really been a loyal part of your staff.
I've got what I believe to be the best staff around. I've been very, very lucky to have the people and be able to work with the people I work with. It starts right at the top of the list with Becky Martinez, played here, was here before I got here, and has been with me 16 of my 17 years here. Becky just recently, about a month and a half ago, whatever it was named the National Assistant Coach of the Year.
I didn't know
by
that.
Our Fast Pitch Coaches Association. So certainly something that was very well deserved in every capacity imaginable. And like I said, couldn't be happier with her. Also have Katie Ohotsky, who played for us for 4 years. Now has been, I think this is her 8th year helping us out. So I can't get rid of her. I tell her all the time, but she does a great job and has been just a key part of our team and our program, and both as a player and now as a coach. And then our graduate assistant right now is Christy Carlson, who her senior year was COVID year one. So her career kind of ended in a very abrupt manner, but she was here with us last year as a grad assistant, as this year, and then she'll be with us for one more year in that capacity. And, so she'll be a 7-year person with us after playing for 4 years and helping out with 3. But our coaches, they do so much and are, spend countless hours, countless nights, countless days doing everything they can for our team, for our kids. And, I couldn't be happier with them and couldn't be more grateful. I'm thankful every day for the people I get to work with in this capacity, because they're such high-quality people and such good people and good coaches, and they make everybody around us better.
You know, Becky, remember Martinez, probably one of our greatest ever. She was a Hall of Famer catcher, and Katie was an All-American. So, I'm glad you got a chance to mention that. I'm going to turn it back to the boss here. It's always great visiting with you. I know you've got to be happy that the Cardinals had 5 gold glovers, I heard today. And with Coach,
should have been 6, but we won't go there.
Coach is an avid Cardinal fan. So, listen, congrats, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, I just got one question for you, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our second guest is going to be Alyssa Marshall.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's going to speak about you in glowing terms, right?
I would hope so.
Did you tell her?
The players are going to say.
Did you know she was going to be on the show tonight?
Yeah, I knew she was going to be on the show tonight.
And you approached her beforehand and told her that you'd be listening?
Nope, I did not. But Alyssa's one of our seniors. She's a good kid. She's going to be our second ever nursing, four-year nursing student, four-year nursing player. So it's she's busted her tail for her entire career, and it's a very big challenge to go through the nursing program and do everything that is required in terms of being a softball player, and she does a good job with it. It's a fight. It's a battle, due to, obviously, our time commitment within our practices and games and things of that nature, but you tack on, 100 hours of fundraising every year, and it takes a lot, and a lot of times, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, our nursing students tend to go through, maybe 2 years, maybe a third year, but very few actually see it all the way through, and Alyssa's going to be our second one to do so, and couldn't be more proud of her for that.
Well, I got to tell you that, the players, the coaching, the fundraising, it all meshes together to affect the success of the program. And it's been very successful in the past, and I know you're looking forward to a great season this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got some we got some battles to win this year, that's for darn sure. So we owe some people some things this year. So looking forward to that opportunity.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe they'll walk in and they'll see a big sign that says, "Remember."
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being a guest. Laura, we want to wish you and the entire program all the best in the future.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica.
This is John.
With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Siena Heights Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. All right, in this segment of the show, we're going to welcome in Alyssa Marshall. Hi, Alyssa. You out there?
Hi, how are you?
Hello? Hello, you still with us? Can you hear us?
How are you?
Okay, we got you. You know, Coach Smith, Alyssa, in my opinion, plays the most difficult position on the diamond. And boy, you got to be really good at what you're doing when you're behind the plate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
You know, Alyssa, other than playing that key position of playing being a catcher for the Saints, one of the things we know, and as we talked about you a little bit with Coach, is that they're going to be the second player to successfully have completed the entire nursing program in our program's history, which we know what a difficult program that is. Tell us, though, before we talk a little bit about you juggling your academic and athletic duties, talk about your high school. I noticed that you're from Canada, and I think from the Windsor area. Is that not right?
Yeah, so we didn't really have travel or competitive softball in high school, so I relied heavily on travel ball to, like, get myself out there and to improve my game that way.
So how did you get connected to Siena Heights?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure what got them interested in me, but I did go to a lot of camps and played in a lot of tournaments that they came and watched. But eventually, I just got an email from Coach, and then I visited the school and went from there.
So what were your first impressions of Siena Heights in general as a university?
I loved how welcoming the school was. It felt very, like, homey, like a home away from home. And being, like, out of country, that was nice to find that in the school. So,
you know, given this thing that never ends, you know, the COVID thing, the pandemic, you've had some even additional requirements with, the Canadian government. It's been pretty strict. How has that affected you personally? Have you had trouble getting home ever?
Yeah, I definitely had a couple hard times at the border for sure. But most of the time I kind of just stay over here just because it's not really worth the hassle.
Right. Right. So you've been in Adrian a lot is what you're saying.
Yeah, I do go, like, extended periods without seeing my family. So that's a little tough, but you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Right. Well, and certainly I'm sure it's, it's been quite a sacrifice for you for sure. But academically, one of the things we didn't talk about, Alyssa, was the strong reputation over the over time our women's softball has had academically. So when you came to Siena, was that one of your plans, was to major in nursing?
Yeah, that's one of the things that also drew me to the school, because it was one of the play softball and pursue nursing.
Right.
So that was one of the top things on my list.
And just I'm going to just talk for a second. Alyssa, bear with me, but being an old AD, I can talk about this at Siena Heights, is that one of the difficulties in nursing for our student athletes is just not the academic classes. It's just when they have to get out and do their required, I forget what they're called, where you have to spend time at hospitals or during your sophomore, junior, senior year. So the demand is very hard for those students. It's not just the classroom or the time commitment. It's what are they called? Alyssa?
Clinicals.
Clinicals, that's right, the clinicals. So are you involved in some clinical work right now?
Yeah, so I'm going one time a week right now on Wednesdays, and that happens to be our one day off of the week from conditioning, so I'm up early every day.
Where are you doing the clinical this time around?
I'm over on the OB floor at Hickman.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Congrats. That is great. What's your grade point at this point, Alyssa?
Somewhere around a 3.0.
Good. Good for you. And I know how demanding and the courses that you take. So let's talk a little bit about your softball career. So I know it's been kind of stop and start, but what's been the biggest, what have you enjoyed most about being part of Siena Heights University softball program?
I love being on the field and everybody out there. We all come together when it's time to get the job done, you know.
Right.
Like being a part of a team like that.
Right, great. So you didn't really come with a lot of times you know some people. Did you know anybody at Siena Heights in our softball program before you arrived on campus?
I didn't really know anybody up until the summer, like a freshman year.
Right.
I met the current pitcher, Kelsey Ewell. We went to a pitching coach, and I went there and caught for her just before we went into our freshman year.
Yeah. So now I'm sure you have a number of lifelong friends, don't you?
Oh, for sure.
That is great to hear. So are you? What do you think our team's going to be like this spring?
I think we're going to be pretty good, looking strong. We only lost two girls last year, so we have a pretty good core that's going to be out there.
Right. So. As John alluded, you know, catching is, you know, pretty strenuous activity. And not only that, it's, you know, the hub of any baseball mm-hmm. or softball team. So do you share honors, you know, or that position with somebody, or how does that work at Siena?
Yeah, so me and Sam Spicer, we kind of rotate on and off some games, or some days one of us catch two games and then the other catches the next day. It kind of just depends on the opponents and what we're looking like on that day.
Right. So where do you think the strengths lie within our team this year?
I definitely think offensively, like, we're looking strong. We've always had a pretty good batting order, I feel like, or batting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pretty powerful girls, so I think that'll be a strong point there.
All right, so let me ask you a trick question here. What do you like most about fundraising, and what do you like least?
I don't know. I mean, it gives us a lot of team bonding time.
Yes.
So you get to know the girls quite a bit.
Right.
So that's nice, because other than that, a lot of us don't really see each other off the field, so I guess it kind of, you know, forces us to get to know each other.
Right. Yeah, because Coach had kind of did a rundown for us on things you do, such as, you know, doing a lot of concession work at Siena, down in Toledo, the reverse raffle. I don't know if you were involved at, are you guys involved at MIS at all in the summer or the faster horses or any of that stuff?
Normally we participate in that, but we haven't the past couple of years just because it's been unpredictable with COVID.
Right, gotcha.
Numbers.
Well, that's not a bad thing there. I mean, it's something you can enjoy your summer with. Well, listen, I want to turn you back to John. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, and we look forward to watching this year and that brand new stadium type atmosphere over at the Christensen Field. So I look forward to watching you.
For sure. Thank you.
Hey, Alyssa, one of the things I want to know is when you first started playing softball, well, first of all, how long ago was that?
Oh, geez. Had to be since like I was 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, 7 or 8. Were you a catcher back then?
No, actually. Ironically, I played second base because I couldn't throw.
And that was the closest spot to first base, right?
Exactly.
So how did you gravitate to catcher, and did you go through some other positions before you got behind the plate?
I definitely played a little bit of outfield, and then I don't know. I just would always watch the girls behind the plate and just tell my dad, "I want to do that, Dad. I want to do that." He tried to talk me out of it, though.
He did? Oh,
yeah,
my.
He was like,
really?
Extra practice for you and more money for me. So.
What? More equipment?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So when did you start becoming a catcher?
I honestly don't really remember. Had to be probably when I was like 12.
Yeah, 12. And have you played?
Yeah, probably around.
Have you played catcher pretty much all the time since then?
Yeah, and then if my team ever needed me to fill in another position, I'd wind up there.
Okay. Well, one of the questions I have is, how do you handle the pitcher? How does that work? What's the dynamic between you and the one on the mound?
I don't know. I kind of just try and keep them level-headed and tell them kind of what they want to hear at that point in time.
I mean, do they try and shake you off? Are you giving them signs and they're trying to shake you off? They got something else they want to throw?
It's pretty rare that happens. I mean, we kind of go off base what the coaches want, so it's kind of a trusting relationship between us and them, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times, I don't mean to interrupt, it's Coach Smith again, but I noticed that you know, the traditional baseball, the coaches call most of the pitches, don't they?
Yes.
Alyssa, did you hear me there?
Oh, sorry, are you asking me that?
Yeah, don't the coaches call most of the pitches?
Yeah, for the most part they do. It's pretty rare that we call them.
So do they signal you or do they signal the pitcher?
They signal me and then I relay that to the pitchers.
Yeah, because I would think they would signal you first because you have to know what pitch is coming to the plate, don't you?
Right, exactly. We're just set up.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to work out if you don't know what pitch is coming to the plate. So the other question I got, have you ever had to catch a doubleheader?
Yeah, I've had to catch, like, quadruple headers.
Whoa. That's a long day at the office, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You sleep good those nights.
Sleep good those nights. But, you know, if you've got another one, if there's two of you there, that doesn't happen too much as far as Sienna's concerned?
Yeah, no. We definitely get, like, games off, having two girls there, which is pretty nice because then you're not burnt out, you know?
Well, what has been your best experience as a student athlete at Sienna Heights? Can you tell us that?
I love getting to know, like, people from everywhere. Like, I feel like I have family all over the state now. compared to coming here and not knowing anybody, you know.
It's great you have great camaraderie with the other athletes on the team.
Yeah, and I've built like relationships with other athletes on other teams as well and stuff, so that's nice to have.
Can you
support systems all over.
Yeah. Can you tell us, do you set goals for yourself for the season, and have you done so for the upcoming year?
I've struggled, I feel like, quite the past couple years with my hitting. So that's definitely something I have a goal every year, basically, is to be better. So definitely focusing on that and trying to get my averages up in that aspect.
Well, I have to tell you, Alyssa, we're running out of time with your segment. I want to, thanks for being on the show. We want to wish you and everyone, the Siena Heights program, the best here in the upcoming year. And whatever you have to remember, that sign that's up on that's going to be in the clubhouse maybe, remembering stuff from last year. I hope that all works out for you and the team.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, good luck this year, Alyssa. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Alyssa Marshall, and we're going to be back with our last segment right after we take this time out here on Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights is also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues, Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our final guest of the evening, it's Kerry, did you say Thompson, Coach?
Yeah, Kerry's married name, I believe, is Thompson. It was Angevine when she played.
Is that right, Kerry? Did he get it right?
That is correct. He sure did.
Well, Coach, this is kind of your segment, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoy this a lot. Kerry, this is Coach Smith. I don't know if you remember me. I was the athletic director.
I sure do. Hi,
yeah.
Fred.
How are you? Good to talk to you. I'm glad you're on. And I guess to kind of begin all this, we had great discussion tonight with Coach Cloussard, talking about all what she the program does, fundraising, and then we had a student athlete that's going into nursing, which was a great segment. Now we're kind of reaching in the past. So tell our audience when you and Kerry also coached for Siena too when she got done playing. But tell the audience when you were at Siena.
Sure. Yeah. So I played at the softball team from 2001 to 2005, and then I came back to do some pitching coaching. I think it was 2007 to 2009.
So where were you from originally?
Yep, I'm from Lansing.
Okay, what high school did you go to?
I went to Catholic Central here in Lansing.
Okay, so how did you hear about Siena and what drew you? Who was coaching the Saints then when you, because Laura came, I think, right as you were leaving, I think.
Yep, correct. So I was under Coach O at the time.
Yes.
I probably was interested with Siena. I was doing a lot of different visits, and I love the small atmosphere. I was recruited directly for softball and at the time wanted to go into education and heard great things about the education program.
So what did you end up studying at Siena, Kerry?
Yeah, I started off in education and moved into social work.
No kidding. So, just talk about your experience at Siena on and off the field. I mean, the highs and lows and of softball and, do you stay in touch with a lot of the former students and players that you attended the university with?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually, reflecting back on, wow, it's been almost 20 years, which is insane.
Wow.
But I've definitely made some lifelong connections throughout Siena. And I guess just on the field, I have some really great friends from my time at Siena. Really loved the bonding that we're able to do and the competitiveness that we showed during the 4 years that I played there. Off the field, I felt like I was really prepared just in terms of the high school I went to and really have felt like the education that I got at Siena has done me well just in terms of my career.
So talk about, you said that when you graduated, you came back a couple years later and coached, I think, with Coach Cloussard about, three seasons, something of that nature, two, three seasons?
Correct,
Actually, it was probably about two seasons. Okay. Yeah, so I went on to grad school down at Barry University, which is actually a sister program through Siena. Yeah, so a few girls and I went down there. I did my master's in social work with them. Lived down there for a few years and then decided I wanted to be back to the Midwest where my family was. From there, I got a job in Toledo and reached out to the coaching department just to see if they needed any assistance with pitching because I really, you know, enjoyed still working in that realm. I did some like pitching lessons on the side and just worked out where I was able to come back and help the team.
So that program at Barry, that had to be, and I've been to Barry because we played down there when I was coaching. So, I know that's where Sister Peg was from. That had to be quite an experience coming from the Midwest to down to Florida for a few years. Talk a little bit about the program.
Sure, at Barry University.
Yes, how it affected you and what it led you to for your career.
Absolutely, yeah. So I did the advanced standing program down at Barry. It was actually like a 9-month program.
Wow.
Pretty intense. A lot of credits, everything kind of jammed in during those 9 months on top of an internship. But I from there worked in social work. I did family therapy in the community for about 3 years, and I actually work in HR now. So definitely still using my social work skills, but more on the corporate side.
So you work in human resources. Now, when did you make that change?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that. I moved into human resources roughly 6 years ago, but I was working in social work since then.
Okay, so, talk about you and your family and where you're living right now.
Yeah. So we actually live back in Lansing again. I was in Chicago for about 8 years after coaching with Siena. That's actually what made me leave that position. And so I've been back in the Lansing area. I still work with a company out of Chicago, just remotely. So I work in, it's called talent acquisition, which is a function within HR. I'm a team lead there, so I help interview and hire individuals for our corporation.
That is outstanding. And I think Coach mentioned you have a family now. Is that right?
Sure do. Yeah. I have a 4-year-old son and a husband. They're kind of my world.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a fun time.
So you look forward to coaching your son someday?
I do. Yeah, he's definitely shown some interest in basically all sports, but obviously I'm biased towards baseball and softball. So.
Well, that is outstanding. I mean, you've certainly made Siena Heights proud and all, for what you have accomplished. And I'm going to turn you over to the main guy here in a second, but it's just great to catch up with you again. And when's the last time you've been to campus?
Oh, man, sad to say it's been probably about 7 years since I've been on campus just for like any function. So definitely need to get back for alumni weekend or whatnot.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, as we talked about, they're finally finishing the total renovation of Christensen Field, where we'll have, not only portable bleachers, but a press box, bleachers, bathroom, the whole stadium-like atmosphere. So you got to get down here this spring if you can,
Definitely. Yeah, I'll have to come check out a game for sure. That sounds amazing.
Well, Carrie, my first question, can you tell me the name of your dog?
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's a barker. His name is Trotter. He's a little Sheltie.
Oh, that's cool.
I was just wondering because,
about that.
That's all part of what the show is all about. it's a human experience. I just wanted to know his name just in case I maybe got a chance to talk to him a little bit.
I moved into another room, so hopefully we won't talk again.
Okay, well, you give him or her my regards, okay?
I will. I'll give him some scratches for you.
So, were you... How did you view Siena Heights in the beginning? Was it a combination of athletics and academics that drew you there?
Definitely, yeah. I knew I didn't want to be a part of a big school. Obviously, I'm from Lansing, so I'd say most of my family was MSU grads. I knew I didn't want to go to a big school like that. It just felt you know, for me, myself, I wanted to be a part of something a little bit smaller. And I just, you know, going on campus, meeting staff, meeting the coaching department, just felt like it was home.
And so that, were you considering any other schools besides Siena when you were grappling with your decision?
Mm-hmm. I sure was. Yeah. All within the Michigan area, but yeah, I was.
Well, I can know, you know, I have six sisters and a brother, and six of the seven went to Michigan State.
No kidding.
Okay.
So, yeah, I remember moving my sisters to and from the campus, and even way back then, it was a large place. So
sure.
I can understand sometimes going to a smaller school. Probably the reason I wound up going to a slightly smaller school. So anyway, sure. I get that. Do you have any brothers and sisters, or can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have an older brother. He graduated from MSU. he was 3 years older than me, and he lives over by the Detroit area now.
So you do have a Spartan connection there. They were on a high for a week, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I definitely root for the Spartans for sure. Always will have and always will.
that 1 week high and then a thud after that. Well, they can get back on the horse. I'm confident on that. So you were, can you kind of describe what you feel was your best experience at Siena, both academically and athletically?
Sure. Academically, I'd say, you know, I went in thinking, you know, I was going to be a teacher, and I knew I still wanted to help people maybe in a different realm, and having conversations with my advisor was really helpful. Just to talk a little bit about where I see myself. I feel like as a freshman, you come in, you're 18, you're like, I don't know what I want to do the rest of my life. And having those conversations was just super helpful for me to kind of figure out, you know, where to go from there. Even though I haven't even, you know, really technically ended up in social work long term, those skills have really helped me grow in my career for sure. I would not take that back by any means, just in terms of my education, you know, without, you know, learning and growing in different areas of, you're working with different backgrounds, it's definitely helped me in human resources. So, and as for softball, I'd say, you know, when I think back on my time at Siena, I just think back about all the fun I had on the field. It wasn't about winning or losing. Yes, I'd love to win more games, but it was more about those relationships that I still have to this day.
You know, Carrie, I'm going to jump in again. It's Coach Smith. I did my master's in counseling, so I can echo what you have to say with your social work background. What you learn are so many human relation skills that carry over. That counseling degree helped me in coaching as much as anything, you know, in terms of understanding mm-hmm. and learning how to deal when, in my case, players, but in your case, other employees and in relations in general. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You know, you're thrown into a lot of different situations and as a, you know, professional. And, you know, I think back in those times where, you know, whether I learned it in the classroom or even through internship experience, it's definitely guided me to feel more confident in those decisions.
Well, Carrie, I have to tell you that we're running out of time for the show here this evening. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we want to wish you all the best in the future.
Yeah, it was great talking to Carrie. I hope when you come back, we catch up, okay? I'm still there part-time.
Yeah, I'll have to stop by and say hi.
Good. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
Good night. All right, that was Carrie Thompson, and that kind of wraps up the show, Coach Smith, and we're going to be back once again on Monday night with another edition of Saints Sports Weekly.
Another great one, John. Thanks much, man.
That's it for the show tonight. Have a great evening.